Welcome to our podcast, Become Her Sis, from Avid Artistry with Amanda and Shelby.
Where we help women become confident, to believe in themselves. We teach self-love tools, mindfulness, and how to achieve your dreams and goals. Boom shakalaka!
Yeah!
Hey! What's up, girls? It's Amanda and your girl.
Shelby, hi, good morning.
And we're from Avid Artistry, as you know. So today, what are we talking about, girlfriend?
Today, we are talking about motivation.
Ooh, what does that mean to you?
Motivation is what drives you.
Oh, well, okay, slap back then, girl. Okay, what drives you? I like that. For me, it's basically like, yeah, get shit done.
Yeah.
You know, like, go. Ready, set. Ready, setty. Go. Yes. Okay, so tell me, how do you, like, practice motivation through your days?
A couple different things that you can do. You can break down tasks into smaller ones. Mm-hmm. You can create a routine, mm-hmm. visualize success, and change your environment.
Thanks. How do you do those? For yourself personally,
I make a checklist. I have them on my phone, and it literally has little circle bubbles that you click, and you can literally pop them as you do each thing. And to me, that helps give me motivation, makes me feel like I get shit done.
Yeah.
In the words of you.
Uh-huh.
So it helps motivate me. It makes me feel good that I'm getting things done. Might not feel like you get a lot of stuff done, but then when you look at your checklist, you feel like you got some stuff done. It makes you feel better about what you've done with your time and your day.
Nice. Okay, so I'm going to play into that because I kind of do the same thing. So I've learned that motivation isn't some magical fairy with a glitter wand, right? It doesn't just like, oh, hello.
Pop up when you need it.
Right. So I just take one small action at a time. And the way that I was explaining it to Shelby a little bit ago is I make a to-do list in the morning and I keep it simple. So like I have bigger tasks, like the overall picture, but in order, okay, so like right now, in a couple weeks, I go to Maryland, right, for opening the second Avid location. And I have to get things done because I'm not going to be at my computer for a whole week.
Yeah.
That means social media, blogs, email blasts. So I know that I need to get those three things done. But in order to get those three big things done, I need to break it down into smaller steps. So each day I broke it down and I write it out, like what I want to do and what I want to accomplish that day. And then I use highlighters that are different colors. And when I'm done, like I have to write it, I have to like visualize it and all of the things, but also color because I'm an artist. I don't do office work very well. But I mark it out with different colors. You know, like each task is a different color when I'm done with it. And then by the end of the day, it's a friggin' rainbow.
Yeah,
and
we're visual people. I like to look at pretty things. It's nice.
Yeah, and like
it's visually appealing.
My favorite thing as a kid was coloring.
Like, yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, kind of the same thing. Like, just make smaller steps for the bigger step.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the colors. And then, I did mine a little different. But basically, just make that rainbow, girl.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Whatever that means. Break it down, girl. Break it down. So basically, like, even if it's drink water, showed up with kindness, you see your effort and that builds energy when results feel slow. So like, I may not have, like you said, it might not look like you did much, but at the end of the day, it is because you marked it all out.
Yeah.
You know, like just keeping it in your brain and like, I did that. Yeah.
Wondering if there's something you missed that helps ensure that you got everything knocked out.
Yeah.
It's motivational to me.
It helps me. Yes. Okay, so what are some quotes that you have?
Okay. My first one is, never stop working for your vision because you never know when your early morning struggle will turn into an overnight success. Author unknown.
Well, I like that one a lot because it is a morning struggle to get up. Sometimes out of that bed when I'm feeling so juicy and I ain't got to take kids to school.
Right. Or you stayed up extra late.
Yeah, I love that.
You just need that little extra.
I like that. Get it, girl.
Okay. My second one is, there is no limit to what we as women can accomplish. Mm-hmm. Michelle Obama.
I like that one too. Because think about it. Women, you know, much like other, you know, we had to fight for our right to vote. You know what I mean?
Like everything. It's just being a woman is hard. It's not easy.
No. Not at all. Okay, so I have two as well. Motivation isn't a mood. It's a decision to show up for your future self. So whatever I can do today in the future when I leave town is going to help me because then I won't feel so behind or overwhelmed.
Like you have to catch up.
Yeah, or when I get home, have to catch up, which I mean, I might have to a little bit with like inquiries and things that come in during that week, but
everything else will be a breeze.
For sure. Your pace doesn't matter when your direction is aligned. Keep going. There's a song that's like, keep going forward or something like that. Has always been like the jam. Like we went to Nashville for a boudoir retreat and I had to drive, I think it was like 8 hours or something like that with a whole carload full of clients. And I'm, of course, the one in charge, so I'm, of course, the one that's driving.
Honestly, I think it's 10 hours because we just did that drive, too.
Something crazy. Okay, I had to break it down into two-hour increments.
Yeah.
And so, again, checklist and breaking it down. Once I got to that two-hour mark, then I was like, oh, I did it. Yeah. Okay, so next. Let's do the next 2 hours.
We'll get there.
Yeah, I did it. And then that song came on, and I was like, keep going forward. Keep going forward.
Like, I like the little engine. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Or little Dory. Just keep swimming.
Yes, for sure. So those are my two quotes on motivation. Do you want to give them homework?
Yes.
Okay. What are you thinking?
On me, my task is create a to-do list this week. A visible blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Create a to-do list this week. A visible list can help you track your progress and help you with feeling overwhelmed.
Okay, girl, we gotta talk about these things because we are the same person. Mine says, each morning, write one non-negotiable that supports your goals even on low energy days. So examples, send one email, drink 24 ounces of water, say no to one thing that drains you. Do it, check it off, and celebrate it. And then I also have visualize the version of you that stayed consistent. She made it through the dip. What does she want to say to you right now? Write it, read it when you want to give up. Bonus. You guys can leave it in the comments, and we will interact with you on what you have done and how you're getting it done.
Okay. To add to that, to switch it up a little bit, another thing I'll throw in.
Okay.
For motivation. Like, everybody has somebody that they look up to.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like dress for success. Eden always tells us, dress like somebody's rich auntie. So, I want you, one day this week, pick out something and wear it just because. Not because you have a specific reason to or you need somewhere to wear it to. Dress the fuck up and show out for some reason.
I love that. Like, literally today. That's me today. Like, I normally don't have all this makeup on. I even have little eyelash clusters on.
Get it, girl.
And, like, that motive, like I told you, I'm going to be a little bit behind today because I just can't get out of this bed. My booty got slow motion in it. Like, slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. But I just decided, no, Shelby's showing up. I want to do good for Shelby. We are in this together. We are teammates. I can't let her down, and not to put so much pressure on you, but also I can't let myself down. And so I crawled out of that bed, did a full face of makeup, listened to music. My daughter was like, mom, learned it. Mistakes. and yeah, that really motivated me and got my energy going and excited about, like, today we are doing podcasts and we're creating some reels and behind the scenes stuff. And then we also have a raffle draw. Like, it motivated me to get here, get it done.
Yeah.
Definitely love that, girl. Yes. Okay, girl. So, let's see. You get out of that slow motion, girl, and get some motivation. We're looking at you.
Motivation. Let's get it.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. And tune in next week when we... What are we talking about next week? Hold on.
Next week, we've got purpose and productivity.
Yeah, well, that goes right in hand. Okay, so we'll see you next week. Make sure to do your homework, and we love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
I forgot what we're doing. Days with a smile.